going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Darius Rucker was on our show years ago and told a funny story about his daughter wanting him to buy her something, saying, mm-hmm. We can afford it. We're rich. Darius gave his very famous Darius laugh and said, no, I'm rich. You've got nothing.
He said, you're poor.
Ben Affleck is basically the same mindset when mm-hmm. it comes to his kids.
So Ben Affleck and his son were at a convention and they were looking at all these very expensive tennis shoes. And his son was in love with this one shoe that was $6,000.
It's one pair of shoes.
One pair of tennis shoes.
$6,000.
$6,000. And Ben Affleck was on the Today Show with Jenna Hager and special guest Andy Cohen. And he was talking about that moment on trying to get his kid to understand, yeah, you don't have $6,000.
Yeah, learning the importance of hard work and the value of money. Kind of rare, I imagine, for a multimillionaire movie star, mm-hmm. director.
Like, yeah, because he wanted these shoes. He like, so see these sneakers. I was like, those sneakers are $6,000. What are you talking about? Wow. We're going to pay, like, buy. What are you going to do? Mow lawns? Like, you got $6,000? He's like, we have the money. I was like, I have the money. You're broke. As far as I know, you don't have it. Lend me $5,000. Right. Like, you got nothing. So it's like, listen, you love your kids. You want to give them everything and do everything for them. But I think you definitely do them a disservice by like not connecting. You want something meaningful that you want.
Yeah,
you have to work. My oldest two have jobs. In fact, one just got a job and one like the kind of classic, you know, teenager working at a shop mm-hmm. job. I won't say what it is. But and my older one who's in college is working and trying to get an internship for the summer and stuff. And yeah, my son who's 13, he's reckoning with that reality right now. He's looking at no shoes in his closet. Thinking about, well, he got shoes, just no like crazy expensive fancy shoes. I'm like, well, if you want that, you can work 1,000 hours.
I mean, man, my dad, when I was a kid, he would drive me crazy. I get it, but when I was a kid, I wanted something. My dad would say, oh, that's really awesome. That's going to be great. Go earn the money.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, God.
I know. But it's important because, I mean, I think most of us are under the same thought process that if you don't earn something, you don't work hard for the money to get something, you don't appreciate it in the same way.
When my daughter was getting her apartment, finally moving out from me, she has a job, a full-time job, and we were at Jerome's Furniture picking out a dining room table for mm-hmm. her, and the salesperson said, Dad, buying your daughter a table today? And I said, absolutely, I'm not. I'm just here to pick it out for her. And Abby paid for that table herself. By the way, it was the best feeling in the world to tell him, no, I'm not paying a dime for this table.
Sure.
But she takes care of that table like you would not believe because she paid for it with
exactly.
her own money.
It would have been a completely different thing had you gifted it to her.
Exactly.
You know,
right.
Not that she wouldn't have been appreciative that you did that, but you have a different mindset when it's your sweat equity that goes into something. And I love that he's doing that with his kids, making them all happy. You know, you're going to have a job as a teenager.
Meanwhile, back to the $6,000 shoes. Yeah. What in the absolute what is that about? $6,000
I know. Shoes. Ridiculous.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.